Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healing Circle, which is a panel composed of spiritual teacher Kat Edwards and myself, a former social worker. We come together every week for topical discussions in which we share our experience, strength, and hope about everyday life. From depression to connection, we cover all the issues you feel and see as you walk life's sacred journey. Kat, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful. Let me check in with the caller to make sure we're connected to the studio. Area code 612, I'm coming to you just to make sure we're connected. We apologize. I apologize for the delay. It was my mistake in starting the show at 7:30 instead of 8. Hi, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. Thanks for calling in. Tonight we're going to be talking about how to remain positive in a trouble-filled world, and it's great to have you with us again. You were on the Friday night show, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Kat and I are going to talk a little bit first, and then we would welcome your input if you're willing to do so.
So what do I share? Just like my struggles
That would be fine. Why don't you just listen to us talk for a bit first, and then we'll come back to you, and you'll get the hang of it. Whatever you want to share is fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Sure, thank you. So, Kat, the topic is perfect for what I just experienced. I was a little bit troubled about my world. But I remained positive because I realized, you know, we have a caller on the line. The show is still a work in progress. It was only 10 minutes late in starting, and I was able to get a hold of you, and you were able to come on. So, you know, I think that the bottom line for me on this topic is that I tend to take life too seriously. And in the final analysis, whatever may have seemed so huge in my life at a particular point in time is actually small potatoes. And I've got a dog here that's very excited about being on the air, so he's going to go into the other room. maybe a little bit of Murphy's Law. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, just a touch. Just a touch.
Mm.
At any rate, what I was going to say, what I was thinking about and how I remain positive in this world that can be troubled, it can be wonderful, but that's life. I mean, there's ups and downs. There's been turmoil and war throughout human history, and it's still going on. And yet, if I focus on the negative aspects of life or what might fill me with feelings of dread and uncertainty and all of these negative types of emotions, I would be a lost cause. And one of the things that I do is I don't pay a lot of attention to the news. I get my news from other people. If there's anything that is of that I might need to know, I'm told by other people about it. And so I generally don't watch the news. And that's something I've been doing for years, and it's worked well for me. I'm an empath, and it's easy for me to take on negative energy, and I have to shield myself all the time around other people because I can really take on their emotions very easily, and I can pick up on things that aren't even really obvious. So those are some of the things that I do to shield myself. And what about you? I know you were doing some research, and I hadn't gotten that far. Were you able to discern anything in your?
The person who suggested this topic last week, I think she was worried really, from what I gathered, about a possible World War III.
Yeah.
And that was why she brought the topic up. She was frightened about that possibility, which is something that people have been frightened about for a long time.
Yes.
But, it's been in the psyche. There's been a World War I, there's been a World War II, things coming through. When's the last one going to come? And this assassination of an Iranian leader has really brought that to the fore for a lot of people. Is this it?
Mm-hmm.
So I was attempting to do some research on that to get a more grounded perspective of it, but I've just been having a hell of a lot of internet problems.
Yeah.
So I apologize that I'm not going to be speaking from an educated perspective in regards to this. And it's my fault. I don't watch the news very much either. And the main reason I don't watch the news a lot is because I'm busy doing mum things. The news on at 6 o'clock, that's getting the kids bathed and into bedtime. I'm too busy to sit and watch the news. I get snippets of it. It's on in the house. Other people listen and watch the news. And I can't focus on it at that time. So, in the mornings, I don't like to get up and watch the news. I like to get up and think about positive things about my day. And for Australians, we're coming out of summer school holidays. Tomorrow it's back to school. So my routine really in the morning is getting the kids out the door and getting myself out the door. It's not watching the news. So I used to be a big news watcher and not so much while my kids are small. When they're older and they can look after themselves a bit more, you know, I'll get back into it. So I can't speak from that perspective. But what I can say is, when there are troubling times, no matter what is going on, a natural disaster, a war, a domestic dispute, when there are troubling times, people go into coping mechanisms. People do that. They will cope. Some people will lose the plot and cry and freak out and turn into a puddle of mess. But other people, their true character, their true grit will step up, and you'll find people who were quiet and timid in the background will suddenly become the person who stands up and leads everybody else. People will turn around, they'll pull something out of themselves that they never knew they had, and they'll punch their way through the situation. And it will be a becoming, a making of them. So in any crisis, you can let it make you or break you. Now, it's not to say that situations like being a gypsy or a Jew or a black person during the Holocaust was, you know, what could you do during that time? Well, if you were coping during that time, and I'm now imagining, because I was never there, I wasn't born at that time, if I was being herded through by Nazi soldiers and I had my family there, I'd be telling them, look down, don't look at them. I'd be telling them I love them. I'd be doing things to reassure my family. We'd all be scared. But I'd be looking at how I could just put as much love as I could into my family, knowing it could be the end of my family at that time, and really putting my focus into love. And that would be my coping mechanism. And we've seen many stories of that. Obviously, Australia's had a pretty nasty bushfire season. And you see many stories of people who were just getting on with their lives before the season started. And then next thing, they're fundraising, or they've got a bit of land and a shed that's empty, and they're saying, hey, bring all your goods you want to donate here, we'll distribute them. People come together and found ways to help each other. And that is how we cope during troubling times. We turn around and look at how we can put love into each other. The other thing that we have to recognize is there's a machine going on in the background. All of a sudden, Hollywood started to release war movies. Have you noticed that, David? We've noticed it. There's two movies about war, and one of them is about, I'm pretty sure it's about the Pearl Harbor incident again, which was the big time that people in the USA were recruited into World War II. They released a Pearl Harbor movie with Ben Affleck in it when they wanted to get recruits for another war that happened over in the poor old Middle East, late 90s, early 2000s, and they're releasing it again. Isn't that interesting? They had this assassination, and then all of a sudden there are two movies that are being released that are focused on war. You have to be awake and aware of the propaganda machine. You have to be aware of it. They do this to rile people up, to get people thinking that it's a romantic notion to join the armed forces and go to war. It's not. It's not a romantic notion. Your mother, your sister, your neighbor, your aunt, your uncle, people who are going to be left behind are going to be in absolute racked with worry. And they're going to put on this front that they're so proud of you. And in the meantime, their guts are churning because they're so worried that you're not going to come home. You're going to go out there. You're going to be trained. And then an arm put in, you know, some sort of firearm put in your hand. Off you go. Now, I'm not saying people who are in the armed forces are wrong. But I know many amazing people who are in the armed forces. I actually know quite a few spiritual people who are in the armed forces. And we could go down. That's another topic, is the amount of incredibly spiritual people who I've met who are in the armed forces and who've had spiritual experiences, and in particular on the battlefield when they've seen their fallen brothers and sisters get up out of their bodies and walk around, because they're ghost experiences. You start talking to some of these people, pretty profound. I think there's some books on that. But I'm talking about the propaganda machine. That there we have to be aware of. You have to be aware of it, that the Hollywood is used for propaganda. The news is used for propaganda. TV shows, they're used for propaganda. Be careful that you don't get sucked into the propaganda machine, because that will continue the fear process. And it's so much easier to control somebody who's uneducated, sick, and in fear. So whatever you do, get educated. Learn about what's really going on in the world. People like David Icke are exposing it. Now, people say, oh, he gets into conspiracy theories. Well, about 4 years ago, he said that Epstein was a pedo and that the royals were involved with him and the Clintons. It's all been exposed. Everybody knows it. It's true. He's also had a lot of other exposés that have been proven to be true. So listen to what he has to say. And there's several other people out there. As you go through your research, you'll start to find out the ones that are regurgitating other things and the ones that are actually telling the educated research. And listen to it. Get informed. Find ways to get yourself well. Your health system is not supporting you. Support yourself with good food. Support yourself by going and seeing a Chinese herbalist or a Western herbalist. and get yourself well. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. I'm saying get yourself well. Use food as your medicine. And don't buy into fear tactics. Don't buy into the propaganda machine. If you're educated and you're well, you're powerful. And if you stand in your power, you are less able to be controlled by others. Remember that the powers that be are only powerful if we let them be powerful. They're only powerful if we allow them to tell us what their version of the truth is, which serves their means, not yours. They're only powerful if they keep you from being healthy, and they're only powerful if they keep you in fear. You are the powerful one. You have the power to stand up and say, I'm not listening. I'm going to take control of my health, and I'm only going to be in fear if there's something to be in fear of. Otherwise, I'm in control. And the final thing to be aware of is that evil reigns when good people do nothing. So take the care to turn around and tell them to rack off. If you see that somebody is doing something that is wrong, do the just thing and call them out on it. Sometimes just pointing the finger and saying, you are doing this wrong thing, is enough to stop somebody from doing it. So, you know, these are the things that we can do to cope in this time. But also, you know, as far as natural disasters go, all around the world, not just here in Australia, everywhere, 2020 is going to have natural disasters. 2020 is going to have, it's probably going to have cyclones. We call them cyclones here. They're called hurricanes in North America. They're called typhoons in Asia. They're going to happen. Big storms, they're going to happen. Mudslides are going to happen. Problems to do with the ice are going to happen. Fires are going to happen. Natural disasters happen all the time. That's just nature's way. So don't be afraid of them. If they occur in your region or in your hometown, there are coping mechanisms. There is education that must have been given to you. My cousins live in Missouri, where there's a lot of tornadoes. As far as I understand, they all have